This episode is brought to you by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Whether you're buying or selling a home, get matched with up to three top selling agents in your area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Here's a popular topic from our Rock on the Money podcast. For the full episodes and more information, head on over to rockonthemoney.com. Hope you enjoy. Hey, I want to start reading some of the reviews that we're getting. A lot of people are getting the podcast now. So Every episode, I want to read one of the reviews that people leave us. And most of them are over on Apple Podcast, or it used to be called iTunes. So I just want to read this one. It's a 5 out of 5 star review.
And well, that's good.
Yep. Well, it must be you. It's not me. Omaha Joe's is the guy's name. And he says, loved it. Great podcast. Craig and Amanda have great chemistry and keep it interesting. All right. So that's pretty good. So if you want to leave us a comment or a review on anywhere where you get your podcast, we'd really appreciate it. They actually do help us out a lot. It really does. So we do appreciate that. And please subscribe the podcast and share it with your friends. And we really enjoy the feedback, and we do make changes based on what you tell us. So we appreciate that. All right. What's next?
Next, in your 40s with no retirement savings, Craig.
Yes. So I've seen this topic come up, and people have come up to me at where I work. They're older and they have not been saving. So let's just quickly go through some ideas and things to think about. If you're in your 40s, I don't know why we're picking 40s. In your 40s, I think you get up to 40, you get over that hill and you're like, oh, crap.
Is that the midlife crisis age? Is that when you think about buying a convertible?
Hey, I've never done that. What's after 50?
I heard 50 is the new 40.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Jennifer Aniston makes it look good, right?
Oh, my God. She's hot. Where's my belt?
I can't disagree with that. I can't disagree.
So in your 40s, you have no retirement savings. We're going to go through and give you some things to think about. So first, there's three major steps that I think you should go through. Number one, come up with a savings goal. And what does that mean? So what age do you plan to retire? What age do you plan to retire, Amanda? Or are you like me and you're just going to work forever?
I hope not. I hope not. I don't think I've determined a number yet. Put me on the spot here. I guess I don't have a good plan yet.
Well, you're so young. You got a long way to go.
I'm not quite 40 yet, almost, but not quite. So
you really have to be honest with yourself with this and really come up with the correct age that you think you're going to retire at. I personally look at my family tree, my DNA. It's like, what is my family tree? How long has people lived? All mine are late 90s to 100. I'm like, I want to make sure I don't run out of money. And that's something you need to think about. Also, how many years do you think you're going to spend in retirement? So you come up with the age and it's like, okay, it's retired at 62, 65, 70. How long do I think I'm going to need money for? From that, what are your sources of income? Some people still have pensions. It's like 5% of Americans still can get a pension.
Yeah.
You're going to get Social Security.
I do not rely on Social Security.
You know, I kind of do that too.
It would be great if it's still there, but yeah.
One way to do that, and I logged in and looked at mine just now before we started the show. If you go to the SSA.gov, the Social Security Administration, you can create an account. My Social Security on there, and it will tell you what your payments are going to be based on what you've done so far, your contributions. That kind of goes back to that previous question we had.
Yeah. And you know what? I think I get something in the mail from them like every year or so, summarizing.
Yeah. And so let's say you figured out you're going to need $60,000 a year to live on. Of course, we're not factoring any inflation in this number. We're just using round numbers. And Amanda, I'm going to need your brain for my math here a little bit here.
Oh, you mean my calculator?
Yes. So if you need 60,000, you figure you're going to get, we're rounding off the numbers here. So you're going to get 20,000 from Social Security. So you figure you're going to need 40,000 from another source.
Right.
Okay. So if you don't have a pension, You got to figure out where am I going to get this from? Okay.
Yeah. It has to be something that you've either saved or have earned from investments.
So let's figure you live 20 years. Well, 20 years times 40 using simple math. It comes out to what? 40, 20 times.
$800,000.
Yeah, $800,000. Now, if you use
I didn't even need the calculator for that, Craig.
If you use the 4% rule that a lot of people use, it actually comes out to $1 million.
What's the 4% rule?
The 4% rule is, let's say you have a balance of $1 million. The 4% rule is that if I draw out 4% of my money, the money should last through retirement. That's a very basic retirement planning thing. So you can go forwards or backwards with that. So it comes out to be $1 million. Now people are like freaking out. How am I going to come up with $1 million in my 40s? Okay. So if you go and use an online retirement calculator, they're all over the place. And I went on one before I came on here. I just did a rough estimate with this. If I just put in less than $1,000 a month, it was like, I think $700 or $800 a month at age 40 to age 65, it still came out to $800,000 based on 8% return, figuring on an index fund.
That's still a pretty hefty chunk of money every month.
Oh, no. So let's get down to number two. So number one is come up with a savings goal. Now we're up to the savvy savings part, Amanda.
Okay.
You need to adjust your budget. So you got to come up with this money. You either have to bring in more money from income or you're going to have to start cutting things. According to Schwab, the average U.S. household spends close to $500 per month on unnecessary expenses.
Oh, I believe it.
And 60% of those are living paycheck to paycheck.
I believe it. Yeah.
And that's a lot of things that you come up with every episode, Amanda. Great things on how people can save money. So what you need to do is get all of your expenses, lay them all out on the kitchen table. If you have your spouse, you need to sit down together and look at everything. So you get them all together and you figure out what can we cut out. And you really got to be honest with yourself. And other things you can do is stop buying new vehicles, buy used cars. We talked about 2 years?
Yes.
Get rid of that initial depreciation and keep them for 8 to 10 years, which I do, or longer if I can. I'm starting to make myself look like a cheapskate.
Starting.
She goes, no comment.
Yeah.
Only buy things that you need. And only buy things if you have the money. Don't stop financing your lifestyle.
That's right. No financing your underwear. Yep. Where's my
ball? And if you need to get more drastic, you may have to sell your home and downsize and maybe get rid of those expensive cars and get a hoopty.
A what?
A hoopty.
What's that?
That's a beater.
Oh, okay.
Like a $2,000 car.
Is that like a colloquial language used in
Northeast? Yeah.
That's a jalopy, Craig?
A hoopty. Hoopty. You've never heard that term? That's really showing my age. Hoopty or a beater or something like that.
Got it. Okay.
And basically, you really need to not worry about what others think. I can assure you, nobody cares what they think about you based on your car. Only you do. And then lastly, consider changing your retirement plan. The reality is you may have to work longer.
Yep. Yep.
I mean, there is no way to change math and longevity. If you're going to live to 80 or 90, you just got to figure out, hey, I'm going to have to work longer. Everyone thinks they're just going to retire at 62. That may not be the case. So you may have to delay Social Security payouts because if you wait until full retirement age, which could be 66 or 67 based on your circumstances, that is your full retirement age. But if you wait till 70, you can get up to 32% more by waiting 3 or 4 more years. That's a lot of money. Automatic
8% increase every year.
But you're working till 70.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
No,
I may not have a number in mind, but 70 sounds terrible.
Well, you and I both know we're not going to have to do that. Mm-hmm. If you can't delay your full retirement age, it could be medical reasons. A lot of people have different situations. I've heard people have disabled kids and there's a lot of personal reasons why you can't work longer. And I understand that not everybody can do the things that we say. And I have a lot of empathy for you, but you are still going to have to make some sacrifices somewhere. Math is still reality.
Right.
At the end of the day. And there's no system, there's no scheme out there. You need to have time and patience to come up with the money and make a decision. Do you want to live a really comfortable lifestyle now and make cuts in your retirement later, or worse yet, run out? Could you imagine running out of money in retirement, like you're 75, 80? That would be brutal.
It sounds terrible.
Or do you want to save money now and enjoy a very stable retirement future?
It's really dreary, Craig. You're really bringing us down.
Yeah. You know, but it is reality. You see the ads on Facebook or whatever, or those Sunday morning. Don't they film a lot of those down there in Florida? These guys are in front of their Mercedes and the palm trees. Hey, I'll just do real estate. I'll buy this course for $1,000. I'm going to just flip real estate. It doesn't work that way, people.
It doesn't work that way.
No. The only one getting rich on that is the guy on the TV selling you the course.
Food for thought.
Just a reminder, folks, check out rockonthemoney.com for links to all of the locations where you can subscribe to the podcast, direct links to Spotify, Apple, Google, TuneIn. All of them are listed right there on the front page of the website. Plus, we have all the podcasts hosted right there on the website so you can listen to it. We also break down the podcast to each individual question and make it a separate post so you can easily find what you are looking for. We also have great articles, guides to tell you how to freeze your credit, how to buy a vehicle, everything located on the website. If you find this podcast to be of value, please share it with a friend. Let them know about us. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, that like button, wherever you're listening to the podcast. Let everybody else know that you love the podcast and help us spread the word. We're here for you. We're not charging anything for this. We're not selling anything. It's all for you. It's your community, and we're going to make this happen together. Thank you, everybody, and we'll see you again next time right here at Rock on the Money. America's Rockland USA. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.